Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This is WTIC Pet Talk. Today, Dr. Andrea Dennis from the Bloomfield Animal Hospital takes your pet health questions. Whether you have a dog, cat, or hamster, this is a show for you and your best friend. Call in now at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. And now, Pet Talk.
Good afternoon. It is a wonderful, wonderful September Saturday. We're enjoying the Christmas in the air. I was just actually reading an article that this was one of the warmest summers on record. And now to just have some cool nights, we can open up the windows. It's just a real, real, real pleasure. So I'm happy to be here. I am Dr. Andrea Dennis from the Bloomfield Animal Hospital, and we are in charge of running the veterinary edition of Pet Talk for the next 52 minutes. And as you know, there is an open invitation for you to call and talk to me about your pets. It's not always a matter of you need a specific question, as it is just some general information or sharing something that you've been going through with your pet. We do provide a guide for you. We do not make a diagnosis completely here on the air. I always feel it's very important for us to have a client-patient relationship when we do make an exact diagnosis, but we can give you some ideas of what direction to go in. Are you on the right track? Sometimes even just kind of enabling and making sure that you are armed with the right questions to ask when you do go to your veterinarian to just make sure that we're being the best advocates for our pets. And so that's what we do here. So give me a call. And the earlier you call in, the more I can guarantee that we'll be able to answer your call. And that is 860-522-9842. And just give us a call. Kevin will put you in the queue and make sure that we get to you today. One of the things that I was happy about September is that it's also a month that we try to recognize and promote Happy Cat. We actually call it Happy Cat Month. I'm going to talk about some how you can provide an environment to keep your cat as healthy as possible. But any of your calls can have to do. I primarily work with dogs and cats, so you can call about anything. But when we usually have a topic, just to kind of inform and let people know what we've got going on. And so with that, it's a matter of, hey, let's look, what can we do to kind of promote the best way to keep our cats as healthy as possible? And with this Happy Cat Month, you might say, well, okay, why is that important? I mean, it's not just a matter of them being healthy. We want them to be happy. I see a lot of emotional issues with cats. I guess that's the most simplistic way to put things, behavioral issues. And when that affects your cat or cats, if you have a multi-cat household, it also affects yourselves. It affects us as humans. And that is really a detriment because we have our pets to enhance our lives. We have our pets to make sure that everyone is feeling better, and it just makes things life more inclusive. So one of the things that we want you to do is make sure that you do have your cats seen on a regular basis, whether they go inside or outside, they stay indoors or they do go outdoors. It is important for them to have their regular checkups. And one of the reasons why this month was kind of created by the Catalyst Council, it's a nonprofit that was dedicated to the welfare of cats. And cats, as we know, tend to hide things. They hide some of their physical conditions that they're dealing with, and only a veterinarian can pick that up. So even though, you know, we might think, okay, we only have to go once we need a rabies shot or once we, you know, maybe we see the cat's vomiting, but you really should have at least yearly, if not twice a year, checkups. Remember, it's almost like us going to a doctor every 7 years, right? So a lot can change from year to year or every 6 months. The other thing you can do to enhance your cat's kind of mental wellness and physical wellness is to get them a couple of new safe toys. And I do emphasize safe because I think it's very important for them to keep their mental acuity. But at the same time, I don't want them eating string. I don't want them eating something that they should not be swallowing. So make sure that we do that. Also, I know a lot of you want to give your cats some extra snacks, some extra treats, but let's kind of keep it to a minimum because we do know obesity is a huge problem in cats, as it is in dogs as well. But, you know, there are lots of things that we can do, even just doing a little piece of tuna, very small piece of tuna, just to kind of get them excited about something. And my cat's favorite, she loves to eat. There's no doubt about it. But she loves catnip. So we will bring into our home maybe once every couple of months or every 3 months a new toy that has some catnip. And she really goes to town with it. She has such a great time with it. Keep your cat's nails trimmed. Learn how to do this. This is something we teach at our veterinary hospital. There's some really great cat clippers that are specifically made to trim the nails of cats. Most cats' nails are white, so you can see how far you can cut. It's really very easy to do, and especially if you get them started as kittens, and you can trim a little bit at a time every 3 or 4 weeks. It's really ideal. One other thing that I would like people to kind of think about this month is volunteering. There's a lot of animal shelters, and a lot of them have cats that need homes, but they need just that human interaction until they do find a home. So we have some wonderful cat shelters, and I have several clients that do volunteer their time. So if you can't necessarily donate money, and of course money is always appreciated with our shelters, but your time is also very valuable, and that can go a long way. And if you do have some room in your house and you have some time and financially can take on adopting a cat, that would really be a great thing to think about, you know, going into one of the shelters, looking at the cats and see indeed if we can go ahead and bring some of them home. So these are just, again, some ideas about recognizing some of our kitties this month. I know I have a call, Chester. I'm going to take your call, and I know we've got somebody else that's calling as well. Let's take that quick break, Kevin, and then we're going to come back with more veterinary edition of Pet Talk. Do you remember? Reasons I love September so much. This is this gets you going. I enjoy the beat to it, and it is September as we talked about, and we're celebrating. We're talking about Happy Cat Month, but as promised, we will also talk about your dogs situations too that are occurring. I'm Dr. Andrea Dennis from the Bloomfield Animal Hospital, and as you know, our primary goal here is to answer as many questions as we can during the next 45 minutes or so. So Chester, I'm going to bring you up front and center. Welcome to Pet Talk.
Well, I appreciate you taking my call. Thank you, doctor.
Sure.
And, you know, we don't have a cat.
That's
and we do. We, I didn't know it was National Cat Month. I mean, I'm a dog person.
I know. Uh-huh. I do know. And sometimes there's some of us that are both. But yeah, I understand that completely.
I mean, we would have cats, but I don't think that my puppy at 6 years old would like that.
Yeah. So,
and I'm not going to do that to my dog.
No. I think, again, sounds like you're in a good situation. Let's keep it that way. It's not for everyone. My dog wasn't the happiest when we brought our cat in as a kitten, but he learned to like her, but it worked out for us. But it's not always the case.
Yeah, it's just not some.
That's okay. No guilt. Feel no guilt. But how can we help you with your puppy?
So she just went and had a physical done maybe 6 months ago, and she got a clean bill of health. She's lost about 4 pounds.
Nice.
As of the past couple of months, though, I say couple of months, you know, I forget time.
Mm-hmm.
She, you know, for the best, easiest way of saying it, she leaks. She urinates.
Yeah.
And it's like she's not even aware of it.
Okay.
She will go out for a walk every night, like clockwork, every night. And we'll go and we'll, you know, mark her territory 5-4 times, whatever.
Right.
In the house, and she'll lie there, and she'll get up, and her backside is wet.
Oh, wow.
It's not an exorbitant amount of urine, you know, right. But it's like a leap.
Yeah. No, and that's observant. You're being very observant with that. So does it seem like it's worse when she swims and when she's sleeping? Does she usually wake up? No. Okay.
No, it doesn't happen every night. It's like when we're watching TV, you know, she'll just leak.
Yeah. We do see this. We see this condition more in females than males, and usually more in spayed females versus not spayed. Is she spayed?
It's a male on the head with both of those.
Right. Okay. And it is called urinary incontinence. Usually there's a hormonal relationship to it. As, you know, she's starting, even though we called her your puppy, she's 5 going on to 6. She is going into middle age. And as a middle-aged person myself, you got to kind of watch it. Now, the reason why I think it's important to deal with it is that it can lead to urinary infections, because sometimes just keeping their vulva area where they urinate from just very moist, it's a magnet for bacteria. It's a magnet for what we call ascending urinary tract infections. So we do want to deal with it. And even though she was just seen by your veterinarian, I would call them. They may want to see her, but they're probably going to want to have you at least bring a morning urine sample in to just check there is no infection now. Okay. But there are some great medications. It kind of rolls off my tongue, but the most common one that we use is something called phenylpropanolamine or PPA, and it helps tighten that urinary sphincter so that they don't leak. And again, it's usually a daily medication. It's not expensive. Some dogs, I have to also put them on a little estrogen, but that's rare. But this is definitely something that's fixable.
Okay.
Or controllable. You'll be able to control it. And I see it a lot more in the summer, start with some of my dogs, because they are drinking a little bit more because it is warmer and their bladders fill up as soon as they that's the other thing too. But definitely call your veterinarian, and they'll probably want to see her, but it is definitely needs to be checked out and medication prescribed.
I listen to your show I want to say on a pretty much regular basis.
Yes.
No, and I've called a couple of times with Ginger here, or at least one other time with her.
Mm-hmm.
She was a German Shepherd Shiba Inu that just eats grass.
Mm-hmm.
So run along the yards, and, you know, I have to be careful,
right,
you know, with the little yellow signs, because she'll just start like a billy goat.
Yeah.
Taking up clumps of grass.
Right. Yeah. You know, I'm not sure there's a direct relationship with that. I do see, again, I see this condition at least twice a week, if not three times a week, newly diagnosed. Yeah. It's, you know, and again, it's, and I may, this is the what I'm thinking. I'm not saying that 100% this is what she has, but that's why I think she should be examined. But I don't think it's a neurological condition. But definitely, we always check for urinary infections. We always check, which also helps us check if there's any bladder stones, things like that. But if it is true urinary incontinence, and there is great medication to control it.
Well, thank you so much, Doctor. I appreciate your time.
Chester, it is my pleasure. Good luck with that. And I would love for you to give me a call back and make sure that she's doing okay, especially if the diagnosis is different than what I was talking about.
I will do that.
Okay, Chester, you take good care. Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, that's hopefully that's the type of thing where I'm talking about. It's very helpful for other folks because of the fact that, you know, it's not just a matter of, you know, oh gosh, you know, this is the beginning of the end. This is something we can usually treat. And the medication, I had a male dog that had this issue too. And I gave him this phenylpropanolamine and it really, really helped significantly. I think we have time to take another call. So Michael, I'm going to bring you up. How are you today?
Hey, Dr. Dennis, how are you doing today?
We're good, thank you. How about yourself?
Well, kind of in a little bit of a dilemma because the reason I'm calling is my dog's been with us for 15 years plus. It's a mini pen.
Oh, my. Yeah.
And we recently migrated from Florida, so we lost contact with any kind of a professional veterinarian.
Okay.
But we see a lot of change of life since he came up. His eyes have turned greenish, where, you know, more than likely it's a cataracts, hard of hearing.
Mm-hmm.
He needs help sometimes getting up. We are getting him some CBD stuff to help with his mobility a little bit, but that's kind of hard. And
how's his appetite, Michael? Does he want to eat?
Yes and no.
Okay.
I mean, he, a year and a half ago, he would, you know, chomp down on anything. Now it's gets up in the morning. You know, his favorite treat used to be eggs on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
He hardly touches them.
Mm-hmm.
We just at a loss. You know, do we bring him in somewhere to have him checked out and see what is?
Yeah, you know, that would be my first thing, Michael. I can hear you struggling, and I know we're talking about, is it time to make a decision? Let's just kind of put that on the table. But what I would say is that, you know, there are lots of things that could be causing this. And we, because our pets are living longer and longer, we in veterinary medicine have done quite a good job, I think, in helping the different conditions. Because what you're seeing is not just old age. What you're talking about with the legs is probably some osteoarthritis. What, you know, maybe the teeth are a little sore and that's why we're not eating as well.
He's lost a few.
Yeah, you know, and I think so, you know, it's not, and I really kind of cringe when people want to think about making a decision just because they're older. So I would really, I mean, I think, go in, making an appointment, having him seen is very important. Don't be afraid to have the appointment. No one's going to make you do anything that you're not ready to do, but at least have him examined and kind of do a checklist. What can we make him feel better with? What can we improve? That would be my first recommendation, but I always go by appetite to me is very important. I don't worry about them not being able to hear. I don't worry about them not being able to see all the time. Yes, there could be cataracts as long as there's no glaucoma in the eyes. These are our aging issues that tend to happen, but they can still have a good quality of life. But if they're not eating and, you know, our legs hurt, that we should be able to try to find out why that's happening and what we can do to help them.
That's right. That's kind of my philosophy. And again, I would emphasize, Michael, don't be fearful to have him seen here in Connecticut. We've got great veterinarians here in Connecticut, and
right.
Welcome to the state, but you are the ultimate decision maker.
Yeah. Our local pet store has given us a
name.
Yeah.
Good.
But the other thing is, I mean, when we call, what do I say? I want to have him evaluated.
Exactly. Just say, I've got my 15-year-old Minpin, and, you know, we just moved from Florida. I'd like to establish care here in Connecticut, and I'd like him to have a good, complete exam. You know, mm-hmm. Let them kind of look at him. Let them not be kind of... you know, yes, you give the history, but you know, they'll help guide you. They'll really just do a nice right. exam with him. And again, don't be fearful.
Other thing is, I'm sorry, he's been drinking like a fish too.
Okay, well then you're probably going to need some blood work. You know what? I have to make a hard stop here, Michael, for news. Do you want me to put you on hold and we'll finish up in a little bit?
Not unless there's any kind of
okay.
burning questions or anything, but I think you've answered it.
Okay. Well, thank you for the call, and I'll finish up when we come back. But you can hang up, and we're going to go to some news right now. Thank you very much, Michael. Bye-bye.
Dr. Dennis, thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. Let's take that news break, and then we'll be back with more Pet Talk on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Garbage can.
Yes, we are celebrating cats just because it is September and it's Happy Cat Month, but we are also embracing our canine patients as well, our canine companions. Welcome back to the veterinary edition of Pet Talk. I'm Dr. Andrea Dennis. Can't help smile. That was a perfect song for our topic today on the air. And I want to thank Justin Levine for providing those, we call it bumper music, meaning it's a transition from going from news or commercials coming back to our show, just so you know, hey, we're back. And as promised, you know, we are going to answer your calls, and I'm going to talk to Lori in just a second. But I just wanted to follow up a little bit with Michael's call about his 15-year-old miniature pincher. And they just moved here to Connecticut. Welcome again. But a couple of things right at the end of the phone call, you mentioned, Michael, something that was really important, and that is drinking more water. And when we hear that, and that is something you're going to want to tell your new veterinarian and their staff. You know, we do think about, we want to rule out diseases like how are the kidneys functioning now? How do we have diabetes? That's another possibility. So, you know, it's very important. Blood tests would be able to rule things in and rule things out. And again, you are the ultimate decision maker, but the more facts that you have, within reason, you know, I'm not talking about doing CAT scans and MRIs or anything like that, but some simple blood work that can be done, get the results in a few days, will help you decide what can we do to help our little guy. So I'm going to wish you again the best of luck, Michael, and let us know how things turn out. All right, let me just kind of turn the page because I think we're going to talk about cats a little bit. Hi, Lori.
Hi, doctor. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
You know, every day above ground is a good day.
I love that. And you have a kitty in your life, so what's better than that, right?
That's right. She is 13. She is very, she thinks she's a dog.
Okay.
She's very smart, very sweet. Mm-hmm. It seems to me like the older she's getting, the needier she's getting for my attention.
Yeah.
It seems like we're on different schedules right now. I come home from work and I'm exhausted, and that's when she wants to play.
Mm-hmm.
And but she's bored of pretty much all of her toys. I even got a window bird feeder.
Yeah.
And so that she could watch, you know, birds eating while I'm away at work or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't even seem interested in that much anymore either. So I'm kind of at a loss at this point of where to go from here in terms of keeping her entertained.
Does she sleep well at night? Do you at least get to sleep, or is she up at 3 in the morning being vocal or things like that?
No. She definitely is a sleeper.
Oh, good.
She's a good... She very intentionally wakes me up around 6:30, which is when she expects to be fed.
Mm-hmm.
So she's very much on schedule, but she doesn't wake me up at any other time of the
okay.
night. So we both sleep through the night pretty well.
Yeah, and I do find, and that's really very important. I have some people that their cats are starting to exhibit signs.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune. Which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Of what we call hyperthyroidism, and they are up and they just can't settle down, and usually they're very vocal and they're up at night. So it sounds like we're not dealing with that. It sounds a little bit more, you know, what I think, this has been my experience in my life too, the older my cats have gotten, they are more engaged. And it sounds, when you talk about her being dog-like, you interacted with her from the moment you first got her. And a lot of people, especially dog people, sometimes don't really understand that about cats. You can train them, you can teach them things to do, you can teach them tricks, but they are they can give you a lot of love and interaction in return as long as you spend the time with them. And it sounds like that's what you've done.
I've certainly tried to. She is incredibly smart. Mm-hmm. It's weird to me that it seems like she understands everything that I'm saying to her. it's weird. It's like she just and it's only as she's gotten older where she's like, wait a minute, like how did you know I just like told you to come over here? You know, I just assumed you just kind of heard like blah blah blah.
Right. And you just had to, yeah, the little cloud above their head in the cartoon, blah 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 blah. No,
yeah,
I think they do pick up on things. They know their names. I think, and you talked about toys. Have you tried the food puzzles? Like when you come home, I assume she expects to eat when you get home.
I feed her usually at 6:50 at night, and then 6:50 in the morning. It's we're on a pretty strict schedule.
Okay.
She got wet food now because she's lost a lot of her teeth.
Yes.
The food puzzle doesn't seem like it would be an option.
Okay.
But when I was giving her crunchy treats, I would put it like I did have a puzzle where she would have to find all of the
yeah.
treats, but I don't give her crunchy treats anymore because because of the lack of teeth.
Okay, well, they even have these little rugs, these little mats, where, because even those semi-moist treats, and I'm trying not to advocate for more calories, but what I'm saying is that to give you so you can have a little bit of peace when you get home from work, they look like little placemats, and you kind of hide these semi-moist treats. Like, they're not crunchy, they're soft, but they're not a canned food either, and you could hide those, and you could find those online. That would be one thing. Because again, just to give you some time for yourself when you first get home. The other thing is that they do make videos that you can put on your television. They do have like birds that are tweeting. They have these different type of I guess YouTube type of things that you can put on, and they can be very entertaining versus, because you're not always going to get a bird at a bird feeder. Like, we can't, where I live, we have too many bears around, so bird feeders are not encouraged. But that's something else that you could do too, is just have something where she could watch a screen during the day as well. And
she doesn't yet. We started doing that. Mm-hmm. It's like, wait, we'll do something for a little while, and then after that certain amount of time, she's just like, okay, I'm done. What's the next thing?
Right. She
gets bored.
She gets bored, you're saying, with the same old things. Well, I think we've got another caller that is coming up after you that may have some ideas. I'm encourage you to listen to the end of the show, because it sounds like they have some ideas about helping with the cat behaviors and things to do to keep the cats happy. And I'm not, also don't want to encourage you to spend a lot of money. I wish we had like a swapping toy program that we could use, where people that their cat is getting tired of one thing, like my cat likes chasing this ball that goes around and around in a circle, has a little catnip on top, but she and every once in a while she'll walk away from it and not bother it for a couple of weeks, but she usually comes back, especially if we get going, and then spraying little catnip, odor, or sprinkling little catnips around the house to keep her busy, to keep her going from one level to another, or going from one room to another. That was another recommendation. Okay.
Okay.
All right. But I'm glad. Sounds like she's healthy though, and that's very encouraging.
Yeah, she's making she's giving Dorothy Spornak a run for her money from girls.
I love it. Well, listen, I appreciate your call. And again, this is always helpful. And let us know. Let us know some other tricks that might be able to help you.
Will do. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Oh, gosh. See, I love it when people just love their kitties. And listen, let's take that quick break. We're not going to have a long break. And Tim, I know you've been really patient, but I'm really looking forward to speaking with you. So hold on. We'll take our quick break. I'm Dr. Andrea Dennis from the Bloomfield Animal Hospital, and you've been listening to Pet Talk.
Yeah, what can I say? We had our hopes up and the windows down, falling fast in a one-lane town. Tangled up because you left so mine. Never seen a brighter green in those eyes. And I put my jacket on your shoulder, wishing the weather wasn't getting colder. Letting you go, holding on to each other, closing our eyes, saying slow down summer.
Okay, we're closing out summer here. Oh my goodness, it's really happening. Well, welcome back to Pet Talk. We have about 10 minutes left, and we have been talking about a variety of things from, our pets getting a little bit older. Yes, we are celebrating Happy Cat Month and trying to do our best to keep our cats healthy. I do have a little cautionary tale, though, that I do want to share with you. My family and I had been away for a little bit. We had someone coming in that on a daily basis to take care of our cat, and my son went on the second floor bathroom, found a bat in the house, and it looked like it was dead, but it was pretending to be dead. So, or if they pretend, or it wasn't really acting that healthy either. But anyways. I don't do well with bats, but we were able to collect it and we released it outside, and it's been in the neighborhood and hasn't really gone too far. So I'm not exactly sure
It seems like it's getting stronger every day, but our cat was in the house, and our cat, Rita, is a hunter. She finds the mice that sneak into our home, and so I'm worried, was she also involved with this bat? So the cautionary tale about this is that Rita is vaccinated on a regular basis, on a yearly basis, for rabies. As you know, bats, not all bats, obviously, but bats can harbor rabies. They can transmit rabies. So, I boosted her as soon as we got home, boosted her the next day because we got home at night. But this is a reason. This is the classic reason I give owners when they come in to have their cats examined. And they, you know, we always ask about vaccinating. We don't force it on you. It's your choice. But it is a state law that cats and dogs need to be vaccinated and up to date on their rabies. And this is the classic reason why indoor cats should have a rabies vaccine. So it's just something I want to share with you. Again, it's your final choice. But it was, I felt much better. I don't believe, I didn't find any bite wounds on my cat. But still, I feel so much more relaxed knowing that she was vaccinated. I boosted her. And again, as we know, we have to keep our pets safe from rabies because they can transmit it to us if they bite us as humans. So there is a human-animal health factor here. All right, I'll get off my high horse in lecturing. And I understand Tim. Tim, you're on the line. How are you doing today?
I'm really well. Happy, happy cat month.
And you make me smile. That's great.
Good to be here.
Yes.
Thank you again, as always, for dealing with the nutritional issues with cats. As you know, sure. I had a rescue that I lost at 6 years old due to complications of morbidity.
Right.
And it was very difficult, and it's very hard to deal with. So that aside, I just want to talk about a few other things.
Sure.
And my background, I've been rescuing cats for 40 years since I was in college. So it's been a long road for me.
Mm-hmm.
But, one of the things I want to talk about is, the whole issue of the laser pointer. You know, they love the laser pointer. They chase it. They go nuts. But you got to remember, we are touching the cat's hunting instinct.
Right.
And to finish that, we need to make sure that they have a resolution to that.
Yeah.
And so what you need to do is just, either put down a wand toy or put down a kicker toy or something. And when you turn the light off, that light is on that toy.
Yeah.
So they've succeeded. They've completed their hunt and they are satisfied. Otherwise, it's just a very frustrating thing for the cats.
That's a good point. That really is a good point. And I meant to mention the laser when I was talking with Lori about keeping her cat active. I assume Lori has already used a laser, but that's another good piece of it. And sometimes they do want to chase it, and then you have to put it away for a little while, for a couple of weeks, for a few weeks, and then bring it out again, unless, just to keep them engaged. But I love that where it's something satisfying at the end. So I appreciate you bringing that to our attention.
Yeah, and one other thing, regarding Lori, the previous call, too. And a lot of times we as cat owners tend to project our own feelings on our cats. I mean, I've had numerous people have come to me and said, well, I had a pair of 10-year-old cats and one died and the new one wants a kitten. That's not necessarily the case. And in terms of the previous caller, maybe she's fine with the activity she's getting right now. She's 13 years old.
Right.
I mean, maybe she's okay with that, and maybe she is as stimulated as she needs to be. And sometimes we just have to look at the, talk to the cat instead of listening to what we feel.
Right, but
the cat will tell us what they need.
In Lori's defense, though, and I know she's not with us right now, but I think she was looking for some peace for herself. I think this was for Lori's quality of life, too. So that's how I was taking that call. But you're right, and you sound just like me. When people have had two cats that kind of are, or even a three-cat household, and sometimes multi-dog households, that when they do lose one, the assumption is you have to replace that. And that's not the case. Some pets are very happy for a while just to be the only child. And I never want people to get another pet just because they think they need another one for the pet they already have. And I mean, it's another financial
kind of responsibility, as well as you have to be a health advocate. There's so much more to go into it, so I don't want people to feel guilty. If you lose one, you have to replace it. Yeah, no, I'm with you, Tim. I am.
They're not, cats aren't pack animals. They tend to bond, whether, as kittens or in colonies or whatever, but they can be fine by themselves. Right. Your long-haired cat doesn't necessarily want a lion cub. It's just, you've got to think of the cat and not what you are projecting on the cat.
Well said. Very well said. And I appreciate that so much, Tim. And so glad that the cat world has you, like you said, in terms of volunteering and working with shelters. And I'm sure when you're there, when people do adopt, and you can pass on some of this, really wise information. So I really appreciate you sharing.
Thank you for taking my call, Dr. Yu. I appreciate you.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. Bye. Yeah, we've got some good souls in our cat world. We really do. I think they're, or in the animal world. And, again, they pay us back 10 times fold because of what they give us. I do have a couple minutes before I have to go. And I found this really cute cartoon that I thought was adorable, having to do with speaking of cats. Cats, if you notice, some people will say, I go to pet them and then they don't really want to be petted. There are, and that is true, they have their own minds when it comes to that, but there are certain areas you really should feel comfortable kind of testing if a cat does want to be petted. They love being petted on the top of their head and their cheeks, sometimes the back of their neck. My cat, because I brush her every day, she loves to be the entire length of her back. She loves to be petted like that. And she just kind of, she kind of rolls into your hand and then the tail goes up as I comb her or rub her. She does not like it, as most cats don't, when I rub her belly. And sometimes I just can't help myself, but I want, especially when she's lying down on the floor and she's on her back, you just see that belly just kind of smiling at you. But they don't necessarily like that. So it's not that they are switching gears on you. You've switched gears on them. I think this goes back to Tim's point, where you have to think like a cat. My cat doesn't like her paws necessarily touched. She doesn't want me to pet them. And I think they're her pads, those little paw pads are the softest little things. And I know I'm going to get her upset if I do tap. I can tap them, but I can't really rub them, and definitely can't do it more than a couple of times. So we do have to listen to our kitties. Some of them do like their tails rubbed. Some of them don't like their legs touched. That's, again, they have some places that they are really prefer for you to touch. And they'll kind of, if you just watch them, they'll give you that lead where you can just go ahead and they lean into you or they rub into you and they use the side of their face or the top of their head. So kind of follow that lead with our kitties, okay? And one of the last things that I see people ignore in their cats and their dogs, quite honestly, is that crustiness around the eyes. Because remember, they have tears like we do. And some breeds, especially when you have your Persians, your Persian cats, or your French bulldogs, you have that kind of the kind of brachycephalic breeds where the face is a little bit smushed in. They do need really good eye care. And I usually just recommend taking a cotton ball, running it under some warm water, and just rubbing both eyes, kind of squeeze out the excess water and rub them. Now, I don't go for that crustiness right away. I just let the water kind of soften things up. I might pet them someplace else and then go with another little cotton ball with some water and then go back and clean off that crustiness. Now, yes, I've seen people use Q-tips around the eyes. I cringe at that because if they move quickly and you kind of you end up poking them with the Q-tip, I'm not a happy fan about that. But cotton balls, doing it on a daily basis is ideal. But at least if you can do it two or three times a week, that would be extremely helpful. And it can really make a big difference in eye infections in lots of different ways of things that you can do to just keep those eyes. And they really are, they're
They're the soul. They're the path to their soul. So, I'm not a huge fan of some of the over-the-counter eye washes and things like that, but just normal, just a little water on some cotton balls. So that's my last tip. It's been a very enjoyable show today. I really appreciate everyone that called in, and I always appreciate your listening and kind of valuing what we have to say here. We'll be back in a few weeks, but I want to thank Kevin for always leading the show so well, and I'll see you next time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's up, guys? I'm Candace Dillard-Bassett, and you may know me from my time on The Real Housewives of Potomac or as a part of the latest cast of The Traitors.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller I Can't Date Jesus.
On our podcast, Undomesticated, we don't just say the quiet parts out loud. We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you into the chaos.
If you're ready for bold takes, real talk, and a little fun, come join us.
Listen to and follow Undomesticated, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.